Thank you for joining us today. This is Virtual Saguaro. Today is the 30th of March. It's a Sunday. Can you believe a podcast being produced on a Sunday? Well, it's a great day for that. I hope you got your listening ears on and your time travel ability this morning, because you're going to listen to a teacher ask a great question to their students. What do you want to be when you grow up? He's not prepared for the answer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Good morning, class. Gee, it's good to see you guys today. We bunch of rambunctious little monkeys today running around. Okay, so let's get together here and talk about what we're going to do today. You know, I had a change of plans last night. I was thinking about different things, but today I think I'd like to hear from you. What is it you want to be when you grow up? Let's look at that today. And let's see a show of hands. Anybody willing to take a first stab at this? Let's just, gee, you're awful quiet. What happened? Asking you to talk or something? Oh, Gregor, I see your hand going up. Hey, thanks for volunteering. What do you think it'll be when you grow up?
Teacher, oh boy, thank you for calling on me. You know, I work as a community organizer right down here in our local community. I've been here for 10 years. But I want to tell you how this started. Do you remember that one time you caught me daydreaming in class? I was sitting out there looking out the window, but you didn't give me any hassle about it. You didn't get me in trouble at all. He said, Gregor, what you thinking about? You know, I was thinking about that pale blue dot, that little tiny speck in space that Carl Sagan wrote about. Remember that Voyager space mission going out to space back in 1990? It turned its cameras around and looked back at the Earth. A fraction of a pixel showed up. I got to thinking about every bit of humanity, all our languages, all our religions, all the wars, all the good things we've done happen on this little blue dot. In fact, it seems to me at that time I was thinking about Earth as kind of like a spacesuit. You know, when you go to outer space, you need all these different things to keep you alive and well, and gee whiz, it seems like that's what Earth is. It creates our oxygen, it grows our food, it provides our warmth and our cooling. All our life support systems are right here. But we have such a difficulty recognizing that this is a one-way journey. We need to take care of this place. And so it led me to realize that half of our problems is because we just don't get together. So I work as a community organizer. I love it. Oh, we have disagreements now and then. We have people who have different viewpoints. But we're starting to work together to understand that that's the only way it's ever going to work. Boy, am I glad I had you as a teacher. Thank you.
You know, one of the most awkward moments in a teacher's life is silence. You feel people talking and they're saying and ah and all kinds of things. This room went completely silent. Teacher had no idea what to say. It didn't make any sense. Gregor had just answered the most amazing answer, but he's just a young person in class. Slowly another hand poked up in the back of the room. It was Samira. I didn't think Samira would ever want to talk about in public in class what's going on. But Samira, tell me what you're doing. What are you thinking about? What are you going to be when you grow up?
Teacher, you'll never guess what I'm doing right now. I'm repairing biomes. I know. You never knew that I had any interest in that at all, did you? One day the word symbiosis hit me. It means living together. It's kind of an interplay of all things. So, I got to thinking about this and kind of went into a biological specialization in college. I discovered a lot happening. We really hadn't been taught the difference between things like mutualism and parasitism. Well, let me just take a moment here and explain this. There's things that one entity or organism helps another in their presence. There's also one where a parasite feeds off a host to such a point that the host dies. I looked around at our world and I suddenly saw humans kind of like a parasite. We were ignoring our host. So I'm going around preparing biomes. It's that very delicate presence that we have to adopt as humans, that we're both a guest here, but we're also the owner of the residence that we're staying in. It's kind of like being a participant in a play, but a director of the play at the same time. Boy, am I glad I had you as a teacher in this wonderful school that's given me all these wonderful things.
At this point, the teacher was overwhelmed. The class was jumping up and down, hands were going around the place. Me turn, my turn. Help, call on me, do something. He cleared his voice and said, "Wait a minute. I'm not here. This has got to be a dream. I don't understand this." Juan kept insisting upon talking. "Okay, Juan, go ahead, but lay it easy on me, because I'm really confused."
"Teacher, I work in international labor relations. Right after high school, I went into political science in college, studied for the universities, did some field study. But right now, I love what I'm doing. Labor relations is listening. It's realizing that there are two people or two parties or differing opinions. I love sitting at a table or out in the woods talking to people. When you've suddenly realized that you've got a negative energy on one side, you've got a positive energy on the other side, and you're the connector. You're trying to share people's viewpoints to another, rephrase their hurts and angers so that another person can understand. We've got to work together. We're destroying ourselves. I love listening. Listening enhances communication. You taught us so well to listen and rephrase what others in class were saying so that we could truly understand. Thank you for this part. My labor relations work is doing wonders. We're in the healing process of this planet, and I'm really glad to be part of it."
Well, as you can tell, the teacher was really overwhelmed. He sat down in his chair, put his hand in his head. A young girl named Yung came up.
"Teacher, don't despair. You know what I wanted to be when I grew up? I've become that. I've always wanted to be a mother. It's a wonderful feeling, being open and honest. I have a silent power, kind of being patient, a role model. I realized that somewhere along the line, I had a mother. It was Mother Earth. I suddenly realized that I needed to take better care of her. She got a fever. Temperatures are going up. The shields are dropping. We got warning lights, food, water systems. You know what? I'm part of that restorative force. I'm being good. I'm being honest and open. I'm working to restore the earth. Thanks for helping us in our education."
The teacher sat up in bed, looked around, rubbed his eyes a little bit. He heard the alarm clock going off. What's going on? Suddenly he thought, maybe I was just dreaming. What do you think? Is he just dreaming? Or is that just the future? Are you part of the restoration? Let's get busy. Wow. That was some lesson that teacher learned. I'll bet you'll never ask that question again. Thanks for joining us today. This is Virtual Saguaro. I hope that you enjoyed it. Some different viewpoints from some children and the restorative powers of education and the commitment to children becoming adults, working to make this planet a better place to live. Remember, there's show notes on virtualsaguaro.com that will enhance your understanding of this podcast, and you'll get a chance to see all the, and listen to all the other podcasts that are available. Again, thanks for joining us. Until we meet again, this is Virtual Saguaro. Bye-bye.